Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Yahshua, our Messiah. The name of this program is Cross the Border, and my name's Nicholas. We're endeavoring to go through the Bible, and last time we ended up in Exodus chapter 8, around verse 14, just to back up a little bit. When we left off, they were gathering together into heaps all the dead frogs out of the land of Egypt from the most recent plague, and it was quite a stink. There must have been tons of dead frogs. They pulled them out of the houses, out of the beds, out of the pantries, you name it, and they were pulling dead frogs because the frogs covered the land. They were in every nook and cranny of every house, and they died everywhere except in the river. And when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, we're at verse 15, he hardened his heart. Hey, everything's okay now. I'm not going to let the children of Israel go. He hardened his heart and hearkened not unto them, as Yahuwah the Lord had said. And Yahuwah said to Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so. And Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man and in beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there was lice upon man and upon beast. And as I said before, it's kind of foolish. The magicians over there going, oh, we can do that too. You know, I mean, lice is everywhere. It's springing out in the hair of their head and the hair between their legs. I mean, you have lice everywhere. And the magicians are going, well, we can do that too. But, you know, that's not really the idea, magicians. Make the lice go away. But these idiots are over there going, hey, let's try to make lice too, right? Well, they tried. They couldn't do it either. And I don't know how they could prove it. Maybe they just finally exasperatedly gave up and said, we can't even pretend fast enough. The lice are coming on so quickly. Basically, I don't see any other interpretation here. And they could not. So there were lice upon man and upon beast. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them, as Yahuwah had said. And the Lord said to Moses, rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to water. And say unto him, thus saith Yahuwah, let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if thou wilt not let the people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people. And he's already got lice. Now he's going to get flies. Lice don't seem to bother him too much, I guess, because he hardened his heart. He kept saying, no, I'm not going to change. There'll be lice upon the people, and in your houses, and in of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end that you may know that I am Yahuwah in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. And Yahuwah did so, and there came a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh, and into his servants' house, and all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron, and said, go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land. Finally, right? Verse 26. And Moses said, it is not meet so to do, for we shall sacrifice. Oh, I see what he's saying. Go and sacrifice to your God in the land. So he's saying, don't, you can't leave, but sacrifice where you're at. Now, boy, he's He's really in a giving mood, huh? You can't go, but you can sacrifice anyway. And Moses said, it is not meet to do so, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to Yahuwah, our God. Lo, we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to Yahuwah, our God, as he shall command us. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice to Yahuwah, your God, in the wilderness. Only you shall not go very far away. Entreat for me. So what he's saying is that, okay, I'll let you go. Only don't go 3 days in the wilderness. Entreat for me, he's saying. Check it out, you know, with your God and see if that'll be okay. Now he's trying to make a deal. You think he's in any position? I guess you can always try. But Moses said, behold, I go out from thee, and I will entreat Yahuwah that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from the people tomorrow. But let Pharaoh not deal deceitfully any more, and not letting the people go to sacrifice to Yahuwah. And Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated Yahuwah. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and he removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh, from his servants, from the people. There remained not one. Didn't take much. Yep, you can guess what Pharaoh did. He hardened his heart at this time also. Neither would he let the people go. Chapter 9. Then Yahuwah said to Moses, go into Pharaoh and tell him, thus saith Yahuwah, God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For if thou refuse to let them go, and will hold them still, behold, the hand of Yahuwah is upon the cattle which is in the field, thy cattle which is in the field, and upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the oxen, and upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous murrain. Now, I don't know what a murrain is, and I guess all we have to do is look here. A pestilence, a plague, you know, perhaps something like, what is that, foot and mouth disease or whatever, that pox that hits cattle. But anyway, some kind of pestilence is going to come upon them, and it would be very grievous. And Yahuwah shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt, and there shall nothing die of all that is the children's of Israel. And Yahuwah appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow Yahuwah shall do this thing in the land. Well, you'd think that this guy would have learned something, that when Moses said, tomorrow at such and such time something's going to happen, it's going to happen. And here's this opportunity to, you know, say, okay, get out before something worse happens, before this thing comes to pass. And Yahuwah did that thing on tomorrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but the cattle of the children of Israel died not one. And Pharaoh sent, and behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. And Yahuwah said unto Moses and to Aaron, take to you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. And it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took the ashes of the furnace, and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it. He took these ashes, and he tosses them up toward heaven. And it became a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boil was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians. And Yahuwah hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened not unto them, as Yahuwah had spoken unto Moses. And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning, stand before Pharaoh, and say to him, thus saith Yahuwah, God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine heart, and upon thine servants, and upon thy people, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I will stretch out my hand, that I may smite thee and thy people with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. In the very deed for this cause have I raised thee up, for to show thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. As yet exaltest thou thyself against my people, that thou wilt not let them go. Behold, tomorrow about this time I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as has not been in Egypt since the foundation thereof, even until now. Send, therefore, now, and gather thy cattle and all that thou may hast in the field, for upon every man and beast shall it be found in the field, and shall not be brought home. The hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. So anyone left outside is going to die. He that feared the word of Yahuwah among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the house. A lot of them were fearing the word of Yahuwah, the word of the God of the Hebrews by this time. And he that regardeth not the word of Yahuwah left his servants and cattle in the field. And Yahuwah said to Moses, stretch forth thine hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man, upon beast, and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and Yahuwah sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and Yahuwah rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hailstone throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast, and the hail smote every herb of the field, and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron, and said unto them, I have sinned this time. Yahuwah is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat Yahuwah, for it is enough, that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go. They have called for Moses through the hail and the lightning and the thunder. Moses walking over there with Aaron, and nothing hitting them. You know, kind of like the three children of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, and the fire didn't even singe their garments, and the smell of the smoke wasn't even on them when they walked out, even though the fire smote the guards that threw them into the furnace. It was so hot that men died to throw them in, but it didn't bother them at all. So see Moses and Aaron walking over there at the call of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh saying, I have sinned this time. Yahuwah is righteous, the God of the Hebrews is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat Yahuwah, for it is enough, that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. And Moses said to him, as soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands unto Yahuwah, and the thunder shall cease, and neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how that the earth is Yahuwah, the God of the Hebrews. But as for thee and thy servants, I know that you will not yet fear Yahuwah, our God. And the flax and the barley was smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the flax was bold. And the wheat and the rye were not smitten, for they were not grown up. And Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh, and spread abroad his hands unto Yahuwah. And the thunders and the hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, well, guess what he did? He sinned yet more, and hardened his heart, he and his servants. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as Yahuwah had spoken by Moses. Chapter 10, Exodus. And Yahuwah said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart, and the heart of his servants, that I might show these my signs before him, and that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son, and of thy son's son, what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that you may know how that I am Yahuwah. And Moses and Aaron came in unto Pharaoh and said unto him, Thus saith Yahuwah, God of the Hebrews, How long will you refuse to humble thyself before me, and let my people go, that they may serve me? Else if thou refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring locusts into thy coasts, and they shall cover the face of the earth, that one cannot be able to see the earth, and they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remaineth unto you from the hail. And they shall eat every tree which groweth out of you, out of the field for you. And they shall fill your houses, and the houses of all thy servants, and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither thy fathers nor thy fathers' fathers have seen, since the days that they were upon the earth unto this day. And he turned himself and went out from Pharaoh. Now, you know, Pharaoh was a mighty man, and there was a Pharaoh before this one. And all the Pharaohs, if they just said, they pointed at you and turned their thumb down, or made some kind of sign signifying that you're a dead man, guess what you would be? You would be a dead man. That's the kind of power that the Pharaohs had. But you notice the Pharaoh cannot touch Abraham or Aaron whatsoever. I mean Moses and Aaron. Moses and Aaron walk in, make the decree, and they just turn around and walk out. Not a hair of their head is hurt. The Pharaoh is powerless, and yet he still hardens his heart. He has not had enough. As long as he's alive, and he feels like he can keep the children of Israel, you know, and perhaps he's spying that land of Goshen over there, and he sees that meat over there, and he sees the cattle and their fields have been unhurt. And perhaps he thinks, well, I could just, you know, there's something there for me. And, you know, that's a good point, that when the children of Israel finally left, well, they did leave something there. At least they left whatever crops were in the field in the land of Goshen. I'm sure that they took most of their animals out. But he pronounces this judgment of the locusts. And after all this, he turned himself and went out from Pharaoh. In verse 7, And Pharaoh's servants said unto him, How long shall this man be a snare unto us? Let the men go, that they may serve Yahuwah, their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed? Look around you. Egypt is destroyed. Don't let the locusts come in and finish it off. Verse 8, And Moses and Aaron were brought again into Pharaoh, and he said to them, Go, serve Yahuwah your God. But who are they that shall go? Guess he's going to try to make another deal. But who are they that shall go? So now he's asking them a question here. And Moses said, We will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds will we go. For we must hold a feast unto Yahuwah. And he said unto them, Let Yahuwah be so with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones. Look for it, for evil is before you. Not so. Go now, ye that are men, and serve Yahuwah, for that ye did desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. Well, Moses says, we're all going out, young and old, babies, children, all of our flocks, and we're going to hold a feast to Yahuwah our God. That's what we need to do. And he says, nope. Pharaoh says, no way. Just let the men go. And he has his servants drive them out of his palace. And Yahuwah said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come up upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land, all that the hail has left. I mean, that was the deal, you know. Let us go. Us, our children, our cattle, our flocks, young and old, that we may feast. And Pharaoh still thinks he's in some kind of position to make a deal and be less than obedient to the God of the Hebrews, the creator of the universe. this God that he doesn't know, this new God, a name he'd never heard before, Yahuwah, the God of the Hebrews. He knew they had their own God, but he never heard this name before. And we talked about that, because when he appeared to Abraham in the burning bush, he gave him a name that he was not known by before. So he stretches out his hand, he stretched it out his rod over the land of Egypt, and Yahuwah brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. Could you imagine it? Here comes the wind, all that day and all night, just blowing. And suddenly, as soon as it's day, here come the locusts. And the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and rested in all the coasts of Egypt. Very grievous were they. Before them there were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such. For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened. And they did eat every herb of the land, and all the fruit of the trees, which the hail had left. And there remained not any green thing in the trees, or in the herbs of the field throughout all the land of Egypt. I mean, imagine it. When you walked on locusts. They covered you. I mean, it had to be just awful. And Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste. Now remember, he sent them out in haste too. He drove them out. But now he calls for them in haste. And he said, I have sinned against Yahuwah, your God, and against you.